and it floated out of sight. And the ring, ring, ring came down, 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 so piglets started bailing. He was unaware atop his chair while bailing he was sailing.
And the rain, rain, rain came down, 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 and the flag rose up, up, up.
Who too was caught, so he thought,
I must rescue my supper.
10 honey pots he rescued, enough to see him through. But as he stopped up his supper, the river sucked up through.
And the water twirled and tossed him in a honey pot.
Canoe. Rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. When the rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. The rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. When the rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. The rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. When the rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. The rain, rain, rain came down, down, down. When the rain, rain, rain came down, down, down.
This is The Storyteller, bringing you stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. So it's been raining these last few days, which is absolutely wonderful, and we're hoping for more rain. So for our theme tonight, we are doing a rain theme. So some people absolutely love the rain, and some people, well, not so much, but there are some fun things to do in the rain. Here is In the Rain with Baby Duck by Amy Hest. Pit-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pit-pat. Oh, the rain came down, it poured and poured. Baby Duck was mad. She did not like walking in the rain, but it was Pancake Sunday, a duck family tradition, and Baby loved pancakes. And she loved Grandpa, who was waiting on the other side of town. Pit-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pit-pat. Follow us, step lively, Mr. and Mrs. Duck left the house arm in arm. What feet, wailed Baby. Don't dally, dear, don't drag behind, called Mr. Duck. What face, pouted Baby, water in my eyes. Mrs. Duck pranced along. See how the rain rolls off your back? Mud, muttered Baby. Mud, mud, mud. Don't dawdle, dear. Don't lag behind. Mr. and Mrs. Duck skipped ahead. They waddled, they shimmied, they hopped in all the puddles. Baby dawdled. She dallied and pouted and dragged behind. She sang a little song. I do not like the rain one bit, splashing down my neck. Baby feathers soaking wet. I do not like this mean old day. Are you singing? Called Mr. and Mrs. Duck. What a fine thing to do in the rain. Baby stopped singing. Grandpa was waiting at the front door. He put his arm around Baby. Wet feet, he asked. Yes, Baby said. Wet face? Grandpa asked. Yes, Baby said. Mud, Grandpa asked. Yes, Baby said. Mud, mud, mud. I'm afraid the rain makes Baby cranky, clucked Mr. Duck. I've never heard of a duck who doesn't like rain, worried Mrs. Duck. Is that a fact? Grandpa kissed Baby's cheeks. Grandpa took Baby's hands. Come with me, Baby. They went upstairs to the attic. You're looking for a tall green bag, Grandpa said. Finally, they found it. Inside was a beautiful red umbrella. There were matching boots, too. These used to be your mother's, Grandpa whispered. A long time ago, she was a baby duck who did not like rain. Baby opened the umbrella. The boots were just the right size. Baby and Grandpa marched downstairs. My boots, cried Mrs. Duck, and my bunny umbrella. No, mine, said Baby. You look lovely, said Mrs. Duck. Mr. Duck put a platter of pancakes on the table. After that, Baby and Grandpa went outside. Pit-pat, pit-a-pat, pit-a-pit-pat. Oh, the rain came down, it poured and poured. Baby Duck and Grandpa walked arm in arm in the rain. They waddled, they shimmied, they hopped in all the puddles. And Baby Duck sang a new song. I really like the rain a lot, splashing my umbrella. Big red boots on baby feet, I really love this rainy day. The end. I'm really glad Baby Duck got to finally enjoy the rain. And just like Baby Duck, I like having new boots and having a matching umbrella as well. And before we start our next story, remember that The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions, KZFR members, and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blended classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. So for our next story, we take a look at some other fun activities that you can do in the rain. An activity that a lot of kids and even I like to do is to splash in the puddles and to have fun in the rain. Here is The Puddle by David McPhill. It was a rainy day. I asked my mom if I could go out and sail my boat in the puddles. She said, okay, but you stay out of the puddles. I get dressed in my rain boots and coat and went to sail my boat in the largest puddle I could find. A frog came along and sat down beside me. Nice boat, he said. Then he jumped onto my boat and sailed away. Come back, I called, but he wouldn't listen. A turtle floated by. Tea time, said the turtle. Care to join me? I can't, I said. I need to get my boat back. Besides, I'm not allowed to go in puddles. But the frog steered my boat right into the turtle. Crash! The frog laughed. He thought it was funny. The turtle didn't think it was funny at all. She was angry. Then an alligator offered to help. Want me to get your boat back for you? He asked. Really? That would be great, I said. So the alligator swam out to take my boat away from the frog. He did, but the boat looked different than it did before. It looked a little broken. Sorry, he said. Don't worry about it, I told him. Next, a pig wanted to swim in the puddle. He took a running start, jumped in, and splashed me. My mom's not going to like this, I yelled to the pig. Before long, a thirsty elephant showed up. She drank and drank until the puddle was nearly gone. The other animals were upset with the elephant. Put back the water, they shouted. So she did. She left, and when the sun started to come out, the other animals left too. Then the sun dried up the rest of the puddle. I took my boat home. When I got there, my mom had a hot bath waiting for me. Can I bring my boat? I asked her. Of course, she said. And I did. The end. And so, you know, some of my favorite things to do in the rain is to drink hot chocolate and to hear the rain on the windows. It's so much fun, and I love the sound and the smell of rain as well. So even though in one of my favorite musicals, The Sound of Music, there is a huge thunder and lightning storm, and the children get scared because it's really loud. And so the main character, Maria, sings them a song. Here is my favorite things from The Sound of Music.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
Welcome back to The Storyteller. I'm Natalie Harris. In case if you're just joining us, we are doing a rain theme tonight because it has been raining these past few days, and we want more rain to come and to brighten up and to fill the creeks and to make the flowers grow. For our next story, we have a story about an adorable little cloud. Here is Claudette by Tom Lichtenholt. Claudette was a cloud, a very small cloud. Usually, Claudette didn't mind being smaller than the average cloud. In fact, being small had lots of advantages. Everyone called her cute little nicknames like Pipsqueak or Shortcake or Small Fry. She had lots of little friends, and no matter how crowded it was, she could always find a good spot to watch fireworks. She could sneak through tight spaces, hide in small places, and she even had a special little space on the moon that always made her feel cozy at night. But once in a while, all the other clouds would run off to do something big and important. "Come on, Claudette, join our cold front. We're going to make a huge storm," one said. "No thanks, I'll just watch from here," said Claudette. Claudette could see them in the distance doing all sorts of important cloud things. This made her want to do big and important things, too. She wanted to make a garden grow. She wanted to make a brook babble. She wanted to make a waterfall fall. And she thought nothing would be more fun than giving some kids a day off from school. One night, Claudette lay awake wondering what she could do that was big and important. She thought maybe she could work for the fire department, or maybe they needed some help down at the garden center. But nobody seemed to need her. Claudette was feeling blue. The next day, there was a big storm in Claudette's neighborhood. The sky got dark, the rain came down like cats and dogs, and the wind blew harder than she'd ever seen wind blow before. When the storm finally stopped, Claudette realized she'd been blown away far from her neighborhood. She didn't know anyone here, and they didn't seem to want to get to know her. But pretty soon she was making new friends and seeing things she'd never seen before. Then she heard something she'd never heard before. Ribbit! She looked down at what was supposed to be a pond, but was really just a puddle of mud. "What happened to your pond, Froggy?" "It dried up, and now it's more like a puddle than a pond." This gave Claudette an idea. She held her breath until she started to puff up all over. Then she turned a nice blue-gray color. She kept growing until it looked like she was ready to burst. She shook her behind until it made a little rumbling sound, not quite what you'd call thunder, but enough to let people know they might want to grab an umbrella. Then she did what she'd wanted to do for ages. She let it pour. Claudette rained on that little puddle until it grew into a big puddle. And she kept on raining until that big puddle grew into a perfect pond. As soon as she stopped, frogs of every stripe and spot came jumping into the pond. They all let out a big thank you. Ribbit! Claudette was exhausted, but happy. Even the higher-ups were impressed, which got her thinking. I'll bet there are other big and important things a little cloud can do. And off she went. The end. I really like that story because it does show that even if you are small and little, you can do big and important things too. As we discussed earlier, there are many wonderful and fun things to do in the rain. But our next character, Catty Jane, isn't convinced. Here is Catty Jane, Who Hated the Rain, by Valerie Gorbachev. Catty Jane did not like rainy days. They were gray and dreamy and wet. "Why don't we read a book until the rain stops," said Mama. "Or we could play a game. Would you like a cookie? I just baked some." "No, thank you," said Catty Jane. "I don't want any cookies. I don't want to read or play a game. It's no use trying to cheer me up. I can't do anything when it's raining." "What a shame," said Mama. "Oh, look, your friends are here. Maybe Piggy and Froggy and Goose can help you feel better." "Hello, Mrs. Cat. Hi, Catty Jane. Isn't this a wonderful rainstorm?" "Wonderful," said Catty Jane. "It's terrible. I hate the rain." "Please come in, kids," said Mama. "I love the rain," said Piggy. "I love taking a walk under my big, beautiful umbrella. I love wearing my pretty raincoat and matching boots." "Not me," said Catty Jane. "I can't stand getting wet." "I love to take a stroll on the bridge and watch the raindrops splash into the river," said Froggy. "They make such a beautiful picture on the wall." "Not me," said Catty Jane. "I don't like being outside when it rains." "I love to dance and sing in the rain," said Goose. "I'm not even afraid of thunder and lightning." "I'm afraid of thunder and lightning even when I'm inside," said Catty Jane. "Who would like some cookies?" asked Mama. "Yum, thanks," said Piggy. "Hey, I have a great idea. Let's have a rainy day party right here in the house. Then Catty Jane won't have to worry about getting wet." "A rainy day party?" said Catty Jane. "What's that?" "It's a party with cookies and umbrellas and dancing. It will be fun." "I don't know if I would like that," said Catty Jane. I know a game we can play at our party, said Froggy. We can pretend to be raindrops splashing into the raindrops river. But what about the thunder and lightning? Asked Catty Jane. No problem, said Goose. Frog and I will play music and you can dance. We'll make so much noise you won't hear the thunder. We can close the curtains so you won't see the lightning, said Piggy. Well, I do like to dance, said Catty Jane. Soon they were having so much fun that Catty Jane forgot all about the rain. Look, the rain has stopped, cried Froggy. Now I can play outside. Hooray, shouted the others. Let's go. Let's splash through the puddles, cried Piggy. Whee! Oh no, said Catty Jane. I don't like getting wet. But I do love a rainy day party. The end. Yay, I'm glad Catty Jane turned around and that she figured out that having fun in the rain is just okay as well. And she had fun having a rainy day party. And some people have fun singing in the rain. Here is Singing in the Rain from the famous movie and musical Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yada, 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 yada. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Welcome back to The Storyteller. I'm Natalie Harris. In case if you're just joining us, we are doing a rain theme tonight because it has been raining recently and we want more rain to come into this part of Chico. So for our next book, we have a classic that I'm sure most of you have heard of, if not read or even seen the movie that came out a while ago. Here is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs by Judy Barrett. We were all sitting around the big kitchen table. It was Saturday morning, pancake morning. Mom was squeezing oranges for orange juice. Henry and I were betting on how many pancakes we could eat. And Grandpa was doing the flipping. Seconds later, something flew through the air, headed toward the kitchen ceiling, and landed right on Henry. After we realized that the flying object was only a pancake, we all laughed, even Grandpa. Breakfast continued quite uneventfully. All the other pancakes landed in the pan, and all of them were eaten, even the one that landed on Henry. That night, touched off by the pancake incident at breakfast, Grandpa told us the best tall tale bedtime story he'd ever told. Across an ocean, over lots of huge bumpy mountains, across three hot deserts and one smaller ocean, there lay the tiny town of Chew and Swallow. In most ways, it was very much like any other town. It had a main street lined with stores, houses with trees and gardens around them, a schoolhouse, about 300 people, and some assorted cats and dogs. But there were no food stores in the town of Chew and Swallow. They didn't need any. The sky supplied all the food they could possibly want. The only thing that was really different about June Swallow was its weather. It came 3 times a day, at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything that everyone ate came from the sky. Whenever the weather served, that was what they ate. But it never rained rain. It never snowed snow. And it never blew just wind. It rained things like soup and juice. It snowed mashed potatoes and green peas. And sometimes the wind blew in storms of hamburgers. The people could watch the weather report on television in the morning, and they would even hear a prediction for the next day's food. When the townspeople went outside, they carried their plates, cups, glasses, forks, spoons, knives, and napkins with them. That way they would always be prepared for any kind of weather. If there were leftovers, and there usually were, the people took them home and put them in their refrigerators in case they got hungry between meals. The menu varied. By the time they woke up in the morning, breakfast was coming down. After a brief shower of orange juice, low clouds of sunny-side-up eggs moved in, followed by pieces of toast. Butter and jelly sprinkled down for the toast, and most of the time it rained milk afterwards. For lunch one day, frankfurters already in their rolls blew in from the northwest at about 5 miles an hour. There were mustard clouds nearby. Then the wind shifted to the east and brought in baked beans. A drizzle of soda finished off the meal. Dinner one night consisted of lamb chops, becoming heavy at times with occasional ketchup. Periods of peas and baked potatoes were followed by gradual clearing, with a wonderful jello setting in the west. The sanitation department of Chew and Swallow had a rather unusual job for a sanitation department. It had to remove the food that fell on the houses and sidewalks and lawns. The workers cleaned things up after every meal and fed all the dogs and cats. Then they emptied some of it into the surrounding oceans for the fish and turtles and whales to eat. The rest of the food was put back into the earth so that the soil would be richer for the people's flower gardens. Life for the town people was delicious until the weather took a turn for the worst. One day there was nothing but gorgonzola cheese all day long. The next day there was only broccoli, all overcooked. And the next day there were Brussels sprouts and peanut butter with mayonnaise. Another day there was a pea soup fog. No one could see where they were going, and they could barely find the rest of the meal that got stuck in it. The food was getting larger and larger, and so were the proportions. The people were getting frightened. Violent storms blew up frequently. Awful things were happening. One Tuesday there was a hurricane of bread and rolls all day long and into the night. There were soft rolls and hard rolls, some with seeds and some without. There was white bread and rye and whole wheat toast. Most of it was larger than they had ever seen bread and rolls before. It was a terrible day. Everyone had to stay indoors. Roofs were damaged and the sanitation department was beside itself. The mess took the workers 4 days to clean up, and the sea was full of floating rolls. To help out, the people piled up as much bread as they could in their backyards. The birds picked at it, but it just stayed there and got staler and staler. There was a storm of pancakes one morning and a downpour of maple syrup that nearly flooded the town. A huge pancake covered the school. No one could get it off because of its weight, so they had to close the school. Lunch one day brought 15-inch drifts of cream cheese and jelly sandwiches. Everyone ate themselves sick, and they ended the day with a stomach ache. There was an awful salt and pepper wind accompanied by an even worse tomato tornado. People were sneezing themselves silly and running to avoid the tomatoes. The town was a mess. There were seeds and pulp everywhere. The sanitation department gave up. The job was too big. Everyone feared for their lives. They couldn't go outside most of the time. Many houses had been badly damaged by giant meatballs. Stores were boarded up, and there was no more school for the children. So a decision was made to abandon the town of Chew and Swallow. It was a matter of survival. The people glued together the giant pieces of stale bread, sandwich style, with peanut butter, took the absolute necessities with them, and set sail on their rafts for a new land. After being afloat for a week, they finally reached a small coastal town, which welcomed them. The bread had held up surprisingly well enough for them to build temporary houses for themselves out of it. The children began school again, and the adults all tried to find new places for themselves in the new land. The biggest change they had to make was getting used to buying food at a supermarket. They found it odd that the food was kept on shelves, packaged in boxes, cans, and bottles. Meat that had to be cooked was kept in large refrigerators. Nothing came down from the sky except rain and snow. The clouds above their heads were not made of fried eggs. No one ever got hit by a hamburger again. And nobody dared to go back to Chew and Swallow to find out what had happened to it. They were too afraid. Henry and I were awake until the very end of Grandpa's story. I remembered his goodnight kiss. The next morning we woke up to see snow falling outside our window. We ran downstairs for breakfast and ate it a little faster than usual so we could go sledding with Grandpa. It's funny, but even as we were sledding down the hill, we thought we saw a giant pat of butter at the top, and we could almost smell mashed potatoes. The end. That story is so wonderful, and I really hope you enjoyed the other stories and music that I played tonight as well. Remember to stay tuned for LA Sounds with Felipe, and that the storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Flow Native Nursery and Restoration, Where the Wild Things Grow, a California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Flora Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Flora Avenue or call 892-2511 online at floranativenursery.com. And let's hope we all get some more rain this season. Supposedly El Nino is supposed to come, which will mean that we get a lot of rain in the winter. And if you like the rain, then that's wonderful for you. But if you don't, remember the fun things that you can do in the rain as well, like playing in puddles with rain boots and an umbrella, or even you can sit inside with a cup of hot chocolate and a book and a good book next to you. Thanks for listening. Here is a classic song, "Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head" by B.J. Thomas. See you next time.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job, and those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they seem to creep me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worth